Nation, y'all.
Hey, what's up? Welcome. Lots to dish about today, y'all. Meghan Markle and Lil Nas X made amazing talk show appearances, but not together. We've got the deets.
And you ain't gonna believe, honey, what Tammy Roman told her husband he could do.
Plus, is John Mayer ready to get married? Tanner's back here with us. Hey, Tanner.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Everyone, we've also got the answer about what Kim Kardashian and Kourtney got for their guys' birthdays. But Headcrack first, what do you got?
All right, y'all. Seems like the conscious uncouplings never stop. So this time, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have called it quits.
What?
Oh, wow.
And as most people do in these streets these days, they released a joint statement. So, Tanner, can you be Shawn and Sherry? Can you be Camila? And I want you guys to read the statement in unison. Go for it.
Let me gaze in Sherry's eyes real quick and just feel the pain of this relationship ending.
Okay. All right.
Hey, guys.
We've decided to end our romantic relationship.
But our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever.
We started our relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends.
You know
we
what?
We so appreciate your support from the beginning and moving forward.
Wow. Y'all should just actually get together. Good. You know, so what's up with, like, all these couples releasing, like, these joint statements these days? Like, you know, like, nobody just hate the person they broke up with no more?
Because nobody wants to be embarrassed. So, honey, we're going to make a joint statement so nobody's going to be embarrassed during this situation. So I'm going to tell and I'm going to say, and this is how it's going to be.
For Brad and I, we both have dogs, little ones. Mm. Now, you know those two got a dog together. Mm. So I want to know who gets the dog.
That's going to be hard.
No, he'll probably give her the dog.
The Camila. Thing about this relationship is, like, it never got out of the tabloids and it never got out of the rumor mill that maybe they were put together or maybe it was for appearances, but I thought it was real.
I just got such best friend vibes. I got like they were two roommates coming together.
You got Fred and Daphne energy, Scooby-Doo.
Fred and Daphne.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, y'all, honey. Remember the serious interview, honey, that my cousin Miss Meghan Markle did honey, with Oprah. Well, honey, now that the Duchess of Sussex is on the Ellen Show, and, honey, she's keeping it light. She's talking about driving to auditions as a struggling actress and so many other things. Check this out.
And so I had this very, very old Ford Explorer Sport, and at a certain point, the key stopped working on the driver's side, so you couldn't get yourself in through the door. So after auditions, I would park at the back of the parking lot, and I would open the trunk and climb in and then pull it shut behind me and crawl over all my seats to get out. That's how I would come to and fro.
Now, Sherry, so is this something that you and Meghan, honey, have in common? Did you drive a broke-down car to auditions and still doing it?
Absolutely. I can completely relate to what Meghan was saying. I had a car that I didn't have insurance on the car. I didn't have a registration. I actually went to jail for like friggin' 10 days because of that, because I had traffic warrants. But my window was broken and I couldn't afford to fix it, so I had to climb in the window and I would put a garbage bag over my arm when it rained so that my arm wouldn't get wet. And it'd be a puddle of water in my seat. Yeah. Wow. When you're struggling, you don't have money.
I can't get over the fact that Sherry was in jail for 10 days. Like, what was the biggest takeaway from, like, your stint in there? Did you meet anybody that you're still cool with to this day or what?
Yes, I met a girl who was in there, and we still are friends. She came to both my weddings, and we are friends. She kind of, like, just kept watching over me.
Listen, you have a hard time, they're going to come to both your weddings. That's a friend for life.
But when you struggle, you don't pay anything. So I got it, and I love that Meghan told that story because it made us remember she was a person before she became the Duchess.
Yeah. Right, the Duchess of Sussex.
Yes.
Yeah, she was a black woman first. That's what it was.
What ATL y'all on one today?
That's Gary, okay? That's Gary.
Oh, all right, y'all. So speaking of talk shows, Lil Nas X was on the Maury Show, and it was a continuation of his That's What I Want video. Y'all remember that now. In the video, Lil Nas finds out his boyfriend Jai has a secret wife and child. Mm-hmm. Well, in true Maury style, they did a paternity test to find out if Jai really was the daddy of the woman's baby. Take a look.
In the case of 4-year-old Noah, Jai, you are not the father.
This was so real. Now, I know you love spilling the tea, Gary, but would you go on Maury if you found out that your man had a child?
Gotta first get a damn manhunter to even go on Mars. So to ask your question, girl, no.
But this has to be one of the most creative promotions
I've seen
in music in quite some time. Yes. Lil Nas X is an actual genius out here in these streets.
Yes, he is.
But when we gonna catch up with it, though, y'all? I'm kind of getting sick of the lies.
Catch up with what?
You don't like Lil Nas?
Well, I'm going to say this, honey. All queens like me are pissed because we couldn't do it. How about that?
Gary, you don't even sing.
Oh, but you got to sing to do it?
Yeah, that's kind of what got him hot.
He's a singer. He's an entertainer.
Yeah, like, why are the old queens pissed? Yeah, why? Gary, I'm curious.
Well, I can play the flute. I can blow a flute real good.
I bet you can, bitch.
Yeah, I know with that flute, Gary.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Well, if playing that old flute or if Maury isn't your cup of relationship tea, you might want to listen to Adele, okay? So, of course, Adele told Oprah the other day that she has a great relationship with her ex, Simon Konecki, and on SiriusXM, she gave John Mayer some relationship advice. Check it out.
I think it is a really incredible thing, marriage. I think you should. I can't really say why, but like, I'm definitely open to marriage again. I definitely am. And the feeling I had in being married was the safest feeling I've ever had in my life.
I'm going to get myself married.
Okay.
She wants John to get married. Now, Sherry, if John Mayer said, "Your body is a wonderland," to you, would you marry John Mayer?
No, because he'd be saying all them lines to all the girls.
All you need to do is look at John Mayer's hit list and see, like, somebody's aggressive here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you would love any man to say your body is a wonderland, but then you don't know who else he's saying it to.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's saying it to all of them.
Yeah, right. Everybody got a body that's a wonderland with John Mayer.
That's why he had to move off to Montana. We had to get him away from people.
All right, y'all, even though their show ended, we are still indeed keeping up with the Kardashians' love lives. So Kim and Courtney, these guys, Pete Davidson and Travis Barker, both had birthdays this week and celebrated their lives with their ladies. Travis posted that his dream girl gave him a car for his 46th birthday, which was a classic black Buick from the 1980s. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, y'all. Old Pete Davidson rang in his 28th year with Kim, Kris Jenner, and Flavor Flav. It looks like Kim told Pete, "Wear my Skims pajamas. We can be twins." Now, everybody, do you believe that Pete and Kim are just casual if they wear matching PJs?
There's no way in hell that they're keeping it casual, man. Like, yo, he's been around far too long. Don't you gotta be in New York to tape Saturday Night Live? But no, he hanging out in Calabasas with Kim Kardashian.
There's absolutely a world where Pete Davidson goes yard on this. Like, there's a world in which Pete Davidson, think about it. Like, Kim Kardashian's a billionaire.
Yes.
If I'm Pete Davidson right now, like, sure, Pete makes good money, but he don't make billionaire money. Like, this dude, that would be the ultimate marriage up right there.
He's not thinking about that. I think she has fun. I think she has a lot of fun with Pete Davidson.
Sure.
Like HK said, it's so different from the intensity.
Yeah. Yes.
When Kanye is high maintenance.
Yeah.
Kim has been sitting on the edge of the bed for the last 10 years listening to Kanye rant for all hours.
And North Star, East, West Coast, and Saint love him. Yes.
Not East Coast.
I don't think it's anything. He breaking her off and gone with your bad self, girl. Mm. Have fun. Laugh in bed. You probably never laughed in bed with Kanye.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when they get married, he's going to take her last name. He's going to be Pete Kardashian.
I'm sure that's cool too.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, you won't believe what Tammy Roman gave her husband permission to do, honey. Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So, y'all, Tammy Roman, honey, is willing to allow her husband, Reggie, to father a child with another woman. So, take a look at what she said on The Real. Yeah.
So, what I offered him was an opportunity for us to take a break for a year or two and let him go find someone to have a child with.
Stop it.
And then when he has his baby, we could get back together.
This is what I like about Tammy Roman, because you can tell she's very frugal with her money. Because to do fertility, which is, this is like the frugal way of doing the fertility. Fertility costs about $100,000 to do.
Ooh.
So to say, I'm just going to let you go out there and just make a baby with some girl, that is so frugal, because you're not paying that money.
That's the discount version?
That's the discount way. to do it.
First off, she's got two kids, right? And he wants one of his
own. She's 50. I think she's 51.
Right, right. He's 34. There's a part of me that's just like, guys, I'm just like, I don't know that this relationship is going to last.
Who's going to rate? Here's the stuff. Like, what if the girl that you're having a baby with falls in love with you? Because you're opening the door to a lot of stuff. Who's going to, are you now going to help take care? Are you going to be the mother? Is the girl going to let you adopt the baby? Are you going to be the mother? Who's going to be the mother? Is the girl now going to be part of your family?
And are you letting them physically do it? I mean, because pretty much you're trying to save money on having, this is Groupon.
Right,
HK. A guy will, like, you know, practice as much as he can just because he has the freedom to do so.
When she talks about that in the clip, about letting him make the baby, you know what I'm saying?
That means he got it. You got, there's a lot of pleasure in that. Mm-hmm. When you do fertility, this is what the $100,000 cover. It's clinical. You ain't gonna fall in love with the girl because you don't know. You're just giving sperm and an egg. So it's all of that. When you let your man go with another woman, woo, Tammy.
Unless Tammy is there, too, and she's just going to put a bag over the chick head.
How is that, Brad? Moving on, a little bit more solemn. Tammy Braxton. Okay. Tammy Braxton. We're moving on.
A new Braxton.
That's
new
what a Braxton's calling.
We're moving on, y'all. Tamar Braxton seems to be the latest celebrity victim of a home invasion. Oh, my goodness. Mm. Tamar shared the news on IG and said that someone she knew was responsible for breaking into her home, but claims that they only took her safe. She said, a few hours ago, this broken bum-ass man, one that I know, broke into my home and stole my safe only. Now, what your broken, broke ass don't realize, that God gave me that home and every single thing in it during a pandemic. So, Pumpkin, you did not steal from me. Those things you took, he will give back to me a million times fold. You took from God.
Ooh. Sounds to me like, you know, when you met with those young trade, honey, I mean, young boys, honey, that you're creeping around, honey, with, he decided to rob her, baby. So, I mean, so what y'all think, honey? Maybe her ex David did it or Vince?
I feel
can see
terrible.
David probably doing this, but it ain't Vince. Vince got enough money. Vince ain't trying to take
money. Well, you think it's the boyfriend with the locks? It is the one that cheated on her?
Had to be somebody who spent some real time in that house to know where the safe was and that you could
somebody
even
know
pick it
where
up.
It is. Yeah. I would sleep by the door like this.
Okay?
Sleep by the door waiting.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I know
waiting.
People, they feel a certain way about guns, but I'm like, look.
Baby.
Honey. I wish you would come and do something like that to me. You gonna get an ending or a happy ending. Because mine is right by my toys, I told you. I told you my gun right by my toys.
What happens if you grab the wrong one? I mean, it's in the middle of the night. We don't know, like.
That's why I said, either it's gonna be happy when you end, but it's gonna end.
Sherry's just got it pointed right at
them. Not sure what to get your neighbor or coworker this holiday season? Well, these beanies are always a great gift with this set. And with this set of three, you'll have enough to go around. But we won't tell anyone if you want to keep them all, one or all three for yourself.
Oh, these fit my big head.
They sure will, Gary. They are one size fits all, available in five color sets, two sets with a pom-pom, and three sets without, and premium knit cap features a faux fur pom on select sets.
Pretty dope, Brad. How much?
Well, usually the three-pack accessory premium knit beanies has been seen as high as $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $15.
What?
Woo, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out what former Playboy Bunny went from girl next door to working in an office. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, y'all ready to dish?
Yes.
Okay, from prancing around in bunny ears to selling real estate, former Playboy playmate Kendra Wilkinson can't stop crying a river. Oh. On her new show, Kendra Sells Hollywood, fans get to take a look at the girl next door kick off her real estate career and experience her roller coaster of emotions when she sees, get this, her cubicle for the very first time. Check this out.
Wow.
Oh my God, my name's on there.
Look at that.
What the hell? Oh my God,
it's officially
crazy.
Official.
Yeah. Shut up. I've never had an office before. This
really?
Is crazy.
Never?
I'm not even joking with you. Like, this is like,
hi.
I'm gonna cry.
It's cute.
Oh no.
I'm gonna cry.
You know, initially I thought she was crying because she had to work a regular job, but here she is. She got the cubicle. She's crying tears of joy.
Right. Yeah. I thought she was crying because she might have saw the Playboy Mansion in a photo or something, and she had to try to
sweet, sweet
sell
memories.
That.
Sometimes it's just the simple things, you know, that'll exactly. like just trigger that, you know, tear of joy. Like this is something I forged with my own hands.
I know.
You gotta make it happen.
Is turning over in his grave. Like I done bought cars and houses and all. She wanted was a cubicle.
But y'all didn't cry when y'all saw y'all laptop. laptops in here? Y'all didn't cry tears of joy?
Hell no.
Over the laptop?
These laptops is 30 years old, Gary. Oh.
That's a floppy disk drive on it.
It's something to know that you worked. It's yours. You did it.
Absolutely.
You're getting your own paycheck as a woman.
We know what that's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you're a Playboy playmate and Hef is taking care of you, that's a lot of control over your life.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sex slave. Very going on.
She went from the pubicle to the cubicle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, y'all. Keeping the dish hot. Lady Gaga admits a star was born after having a terrible audition stint in Tinseltown. Honey, Mother Monster just talked about the one time she froze up during a callback for a LensCrafter commercial. Here's what she said. I was terrible at auditioning. I was so bad. I could never get a role. I used to just freeze. I would stand there and go, oh, my God, you gotta do this perfect, and I'm not making my dad proud. But look at Gaga now, y'all. She was nominated for Best Actress for A Star Is Born, as well as a Golden Globe win for her work on American Horror Story. Hey, they say everything you want is on the other side of fear. You go,
that's
girl.
Right. True story.
Oh, true story.
Oh my gosh, you know, I auditioned for a commercial, and it was for a new chicken sandwich. So it was like everybody
crispy
was supposed
chicken
to have eaten this chicken sandwich, and then we all get out of our car. And we're chickens. And literally, I'm auditioning. I'm going, wah, 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 wah. And they kept saying, do more. And I'm like, wah, 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 wah. And they kept going, do more. I think they were laughing at me. And literally, I'm going around the whole room as a chicken. Mm-mm. And didn't book it. Do you know how humiliated
I was? The whole civil rights movement took an L.
I'm going to have to pay somebody for that audition tape.
Yo, Sherry, that's clocked up. I don't know.
That's so fucked up.
Well, switching gears real quick, man. It's sad to report that rapper Young Dolph was gunned down and murdered yesterday in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. We would like to extend our heartfelt condolences to Young Dolph's wife, children, extended family, and everybody who he affected with his philanthropic efforts. May he rest in peace, and let's stop the violence, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, Jeff Bezos might be a billionaire, but don't think he's just giving it away easily. Jeff attended a baby-to-baby fundraising gala recently, and sources say Jeff was not warmly welcomed, and he didn't donate anything until later on in the evening. And when he did decide to donate $500,000, there was a groan from the room.
Did you say $500,000?
Yes,
I mean,
he did.
That's a lot to me.
I would have canceled my little cash app.
But I would fix their asses up, and I say, well, I'm going to donate silently and don't donate nothing.
Okay. Byron Allen had this charity event. I don't remember what charity it was, and I was sitting at a table with Judge Maybelline and Jack A and some other celebrities, and I was going through a divorce. And you know when they do the auction and everybody goes to do money?
Yeah, get their card or whatever.
So I was just there because as a celebrity. And freaking Jack A goes, Sherry going to donate $10,000. And I was like, bitch, I'm going through a divorce. I ain't got that money. I was so mad at her. And then Byron goes, $10,000, table two. And I was like,
what did you do, Sherry?
Girl tried to sneak out.
They should have invited his ex-wife, Mackenzie Bezos, because she would have loaded them up.
Yeah, she'd have gave him money. That's
the wrong person.
Mackenzie and her science teacher husband.
Yeah, Mackenzie Bezos. I was on the hunt for Mackenzie Bezos when she was single. I was looking. I was like, where is Mac at?
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.